Good evening, metalheads. This is DJ Rem, Quoth the Raven, on Rock Addict Radio. And I have Lisa Perry from the band Hells on the line. How are you doing tonight, Lisa?
I'm great, DJ Rem. Beautiful day here again in Sydney as you go into your evening. Rocking on. I think you just played an awesome track of mine. I'm rocking to it. Well, I was rocking to it.
Yes, two awesome tracks. And we'll have two more awesome tracks up after. And on the fly, because that's how we roll here in Michigan, I have my buddy Hatter on the line as well. He's brand new, going to be guest hosting with me. So this is pretty cool.
What's up, everybody?
So, Lisa, why don't you start and just kind of tell us a little bit about your spot in Hells. And also, if you don't mind, tell us about the rest of the band members as well.
Yeah, all right, cool. So Hells was something I sort of put together about 12 months ago. Hells was always my persona when I was performing live, because you say some singers, they're shy, but when they get on stage, they come out with this new persona, and Hells was that persona for me. It's the spirit of getting up and stomping all over things and just going off and having a great time. Hells has evolved pretty much in the last 12 months with the world, really. There's a lot of songs that have been influenced that we've written, which, by the way, the world has gone and changed and grown itself in the last 12 months. And it's about this spirit that continues to fight, and that we all gather, and we're all coming back from Hells. Not as if we're not Satanists. A lot of people say Hells, Satan. No, right. Our theory is to Hells and back. That's what we do. We're coming to Hells to bring you back from there. And with song and music. The members in the band are, God, they're phenomenal. We've got some great people in this band. We've got Lex Magic on guitar. I write with him. He's on Rot. We wrote that one together. I also just guested Tolo Grimalt from Metallium on the last single that just came out, Bitch Ran Away. We've got Gorka Allegra on bass, and I write with him a lot. You would know him from bands like Death Keepers, Baron Rojo. He worked with people from Yngwie Malmsteen and Nazareth, and some great names. We've also got Jimmy on the bass, and he's the bass player for the band for touring. He's just come in, and he'll be playing on his debut song with Hells, our next release. He's our scarecrow, and he's going to light up the stage everywhere he goes. He's got the most amazing, amazing look. I can't wait till everybody gets to see this. There's lots going on, and from all four corners of the world as well. We're from all over the place. It's brought us together, and I can't wait for us to get together and start touring.
Yeah, no doubt. So did you have, before COVID kind of hit and everything, did you have like tour plans lined up that you had to cancel?
Yeah, I'm supposed to be in New York in 2 weeks' time, not even that, maybe a week's time. I was supposed to land in New York, where I was playing at the Backyard Barbecue Festival in New York with Joe Hoekstra, was also there from Whitesnake, and there were some great artists there as well, which that's still running. It's been postponed to another date, so if you look it up, I'm not sure if I'm allowed to get there yet, but if I can, I will be there. And we were going to go down the coastline down to Florida for our mini tour. Looks like we will still be jumping on a tour as soon as they can get me on a plane and getting over there, but it's in the works now. So you will be seeing me over there. That's where I'm hitting hard as soon as I can.
Awesome. So tell me a little bit about the tracks that you sent me. Are those off of are those the most current stuff, or is there new music coming?
Yeah, so the tracks I sent you are the last four releases that have come out.
Okay.
Set Fire to the Sky, which you just aired then, that one hit a number one on the rock charts in South Africa in February this year. So it's like one of my favourite songs. I co-wrote that one with Gorka Allegra over in Spain. Rot came out, was our last release, and that's another hard metal. We sort of jump between heavy rock and metal. It's a kind of like a niche in between with the songs, a nice little comfy pocket in between. It still keeps it nice and commercially listenable that everyone likes, you know?
Yeah,
you're right.
No, I was just going to say, I was watching one of your videos, and just the way it started, I wasn't expecting it to be that heavy, and it was great.
We we actually have another one coming out very soon that's a monster. It's quite heavy. I can't wait for you all to hear that one. It's back more into the metal side. I'm very excited about that one. I think every song that Hells brings out, everyone relates to. There's a story behind it. It doesn't matter where you are, like The Bitch Ran Away. You can take it as a family member, a lover, a friend, a person you're working with, even music, being in the music industry. She ran away with my soul. You know, it relates to so many different things as you think about it. Yeah, I can't wait to bring more music to everybody and help them out in their everyday lives.
So, oh,
absolutely, though. I feel that to my core right now lately.
Say that again, buddy.
Oh, no, I was just saying, like, absolutely. That kind of music is always really nice because, like, for me and what I've been working with lately, it's one of those things where, like, I can feel that I-core, and I feel like that kind of music resonates so hard with so many people, and it's something that is so relatable that just helps so many people, and that's super nice that you're able to do that.
Yeah, and that's the whole point. Yeah, that's the whole point. That's the whole To Hells and Back. And when I say the people that love the music and they get it, they are a warrior. They're part of the Hells Army and they join us and we're leading everyone else back. So it's not that I'm leading it, it's everyone's joining it. And that's what I love it. I absolutely love that. We need positives in this world that we live in, and I'm all about creating those.
Yeah, that's so cool, because we definitely need positive light right now with everything going on.
Yeah, that's right. So if we can all jump around and sing about the negative stuff that happens, so it makes us feel good.
Yeah.
So if we can say, you know, that ran away with my soul, like, it sort of makes you feel a bit better that you're releasing some of that, and then everyone around you is doing it too and stomping around. You're like, yeah, we're part of a team. We all know that we've all been through something together, you know, and it stops, because we're so alienated right now,
right,
as well, so it sort of makes us all feel like we relate again, you know. It's
cool. So these tracks, it sounds like, so you're kind of just like releasing one track at a time. Are they eventually going to end up like on a full album?
Yeah, well, I actually have an EP that I've got, a special release EP at the moment.
Okay.
It's, if you go onto www.houseofhells.com, you can buy it there and get it shipped to America. I've only released it last week, and it's got Bitch Ran Away, Bye to the Sky, Murder Parade, and Rot on that.
Oh, awesome. So this is perfect timing.
That's this one. Yeah, that's this one here.
Okay.
Yeah, and they can be shipped over. Otherwise, you can find me on Spotify, iTunes. And there's a few other songs there too that you might want to check out and keep on board. But yeah, definitely an album is on the horizon. We're getting certainly enough songs. We write like fire. It all comes together so easily. We're lucky in that way and blessed in that way. Hopefully we're getting a huge, great set to tour with that everybody absolutely just loves. And that's my goal of the COVID-19 is to create a set of music that is just going to be phenomenal, that people want to see over and over again, you know?
Yeah, awesome.
We have time. Yep. Let's use it.
Yeah, you kind of answered, but I was going to ask, because I've been interviewing a lot of bands, and, you know, it's one of the things I ask is, are you using this time to write more material? And obviously it sounds like you are, so...
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's time to write great material at the moment and concentrate on that too. Because, I mean, we're all going through new things, so it creates new aspects and new things to write about. And, yeah, it's a great time to write.
Yeah, I bet. Yeah, and you're getting a lot of material given to you, right?
Yeah, that's right. Not even on that. I've got so many songwriters contacting me at the moment, and they've got music and they want me to help them write at the moment too. So that's another great thing that I'm going into, as well as ghostwriting. So I'm absolutely loving that too.
Yeah,
but busy, busy.
So let's talk about the EP that you just showed us. What studio did you use to record? Who mastered? Kind of how'd that process work for you guys?
Yeah, okay. So the music's actually mastered through my record label at Rind Records, R-I-N-D Records. Rock is not dead. Records down in Wisconsin. The music I recorded here, and my guitarist has his own production studio. The bassist has a studio in Spain. So it's basically thrown across the world back and forth, and we create this music that comes out to, to so everybody. Cool. Yeah, I know. It's great, isn't it?
yeah. Before I forget, I want to thank Zach from Metal Devastation Radio for the promotion he sent out with your stuff. So that's how I found out about you. So I want to give him a shout out for that. And then
Zach rocks.
So you mentioned where they can buy the EP. So what other social? This is kind of like your shameless plug moment. What websites are you on? What social networking? Where can people find out more about you to really dive in?
Yeah. Awesome. Get on to Facebook at www.facebook.com/hellslive/ to find me on there, or search Hells Live and you will see it. You can also find me on Instagram of house_of_hells as my username on Instagram. And the website again is www.houseofhells.com. If you want to get on there, you can find all the links and a link to the latest release, Bitch Ran Away, as well there.
Awesome. And do you have merch somewhere for sale besides
the there's also merch on that website right there and there. So I've got some I've got the CDs, I've got shirts, we've got some packages there as well, and some signed prints as well. So get on there and check it out and have a look.
Cool.
Yeah.
Do you have any goodies? Do you have any patches?
I want patches. I want them. Can you hook me up with someone?
Well, let me show you why I asked.
Yeah.
Because I have my shirt that I wear to concerts.
That's what I want.
And I'm just starting to get the back going, and I need more patches. Right now, in the middle is a nice pentagram.
I'm gonna have to get the patch. It's so cool when I see these jackets and they're covered in all the colors. Like, that's amazing. Metal colors, man.
Cool. Well, we'll look for that too. And I'll just encourage everybody tuned in, whether you're tuned in live right now or tuned into the podcast of the interview, go check out the merch, check out the music, buy it, help support Lisa and Hells to, keep them going, because none of this is cheap. especially tours when you live on the other side of the world. So, I'm
sure. Peanut butter and jelly sandwiches in the back of the van, you reckon?
Everything helps them, so go buy some stuff.
Yeah.
So, I just want to touch on this. I feel like I just saw you post that you just did a photo shoot as well. So you have some of that going on too. Can you tell us more about that?
Yeah. So I'm endorsing a beautiful brand of guitars at the moment called Olympus Custom Guitars. You can get them in the US. I went to the Botany Bay factory here in Sydney where the Master Luther makes the guitars. Picked up a few beautiful guitars, and I was doing a front cover shoot for Flirt Magazine's July issue. So can't speak too much about it, but I would love you all to get out there and check out the July issue of Flirt Magazine coming out. There might be some really nice snaps in there for you to check out.
Awesome. And what I'll do is I'll put a link to Flirt Magazine on the podcast channel. That way, awesome. That link is there for people to check that out. So cool. So you're COVID what? You're busy. You don't have time.
Put it in a box and burn it, man.
That's what I'm saying. Nobody got time for that nonsense.
I think with COVID, it's more forced me to use what I've got of being able to think outside the box. And I think that's where a lot of people will either fail or succeed. At the moment, is you've got to take it and you've got to take the opportunities from that. Like, think, okay, I can't get out there and perform live in front of thousands and thousands and thousands of people, but there's more people sitting at home on their social media that I can get in front of right now. So it's, if you take that attitude and go, what can I do to push myself on the available social networks now that can benefit me because of this? Or I could sit there and go, I give up. COVID, my God, it's too hard.
Right.
You know, it's There's opportunities now for musicians who get into the industry that were never there before. And all you got to do is look and see between the gaps, because them opportunities are there right now, and you've got to go out and go for it. People are watching. Yeah.
Yeah, and I've noticed it's felt like, at least, you know, a lot more artists are looking to do interviews like this, and you know, using the time wisely. I do want to ask Hatter real quick though, because he's a YouTube streamer. Has the downtime, has the whole COVID thing been better or worse for you?
Oh man, you know, honestly for me, it's hit me a little bit differently, because so I'm not going to take up too much time here, but for me, I actually ended up getting out of tattooing. Well, I say quote unquote out of tattooing. I stepped back from tattooing full time and started working a factory job full time mid-January. And so it was like 2 months before COVID hit. And so I was an essential worker for the entire time that COVID was going on. As far as, like, you know, obviously it's still going on, but it's one of those things where, like, it was in the thicket of it, essentially. And for me, it's one of those things where, yeah, it took everything that I was doing on the side as far as my creative outlet, and put all that on the back burner for me, and I had to focus essentially just on what I was doing in the moment as far as an essential worker. And now that it's, at least for Michigan, it's one of those things where it's kind of, you know, we're reopening, we're getting back into some of the things, and people are integrating everything back into their lives. It was really weird because it put my creativity off to the side, but for the YouTube channel, like, I was still an essential worker, so I wasn't actually able to put up a whole lot of time or energy into this other avenue of creativity for myself. Yeah. And I will say that the views were driven a bit better because, you know, we had people off of work, they weren't
more time to
go out and fill their time with a bunch of other stuff. And so, you know, they looked to the channel and they looked to this other avenue for a sense of, I don't know, connectivity, or even like a sense of interacting with someone outside of their home life. And
yeah, right.
Were driven, but it wasn't like I wasn't able to be there like I would like to be there. And so, like, I didn't see the huge drive forward that I wanted to see because I wasn't able to put the time into it that I would like to have put into it.
Yeah.
Where if I wasn't an essential worker and I was off like everyone else, then I would have put bunch of time into it and try to really propel all that forward and gain some momentum.
Yeah.
But so, it's at a point now where, like, you know, things are kind of getting into the swing of things. We're getting back into socializing, we're getting back into integrating, socializing into our lives. And so at that point, you know, I'm really focusing now on integrating what was my past into what's going to be my future. And so doing that,
I kind of think that it's like everybody has to kind of sit back and they've had to reassess everything, haven't they? Like, even the major music stars, like even major acts, like this year was the year of the tour. It was like 2020, everybody was touring. And I mean, everybody, you know, I mean, who was there, any bands you were going to see there and that you have planned or bought tickets for that you've had to pull out from as well? I mean, I ended up, I was going to be meeting Alice Cooper on the 26th of June over there, meeting him. I know, and I have to, that's gone.
Real quick here. For me, it wasn't so much one of those things where, like, I had to pull back from anything that I was really, like, committed to, but it was definitely a thing where I had my own personal goals and I wasn't able to necessarily achieve all of the because of the situation that I was in.
Yeah,
I didn't, and I didn't really have any. I mean, I had a lot of shows I wanted to go to. And it's most likely Michigan Metal Fest is going to be canceled, is my guess. Sure. You know, I was thinking about going and seeing Tool. I mean, there was things that I wanted to, you know, wanted to do, but couldn't. So, but what I want to switch gears here a little bit for you, Lisa, and because I'm always very curious when I talk to musicians, you know, kind of what got them started in the beginning. So if we go back to, like, for you growing up, you know, what kind of influences did you have in your life musically? I mean, did you have family members that were into music that kind of helped?
Yeah, my dad. My dad was a professional session drummer from the UK. And he, it was always just drums and music. And I was growing up with a hippie. So, and he was amazing. He actually played in a band with me for 10 years.
Oh, wow.
In my first long stint band, as the drummer. And it was fantastic. So he's built me the whole way and backed me up the whole way. He's the one that introduced me to Led Zeppelin, Black Sabbath, Wishbone Ash, all the amazing, amazing bands, you know, Deep Purple, a whole lot of them, except for UFO. I found them not too long ago, actually, a couple of years ago. And they're a big thing over there. Love them.
Yeah, I've been finding a lot of stuff that I, like, 3 months ago, I had never heard of the band The Stooges, and I listened to a podcast, and somebody mentioned them. I was like, oh, because I've never been into punk rock, really. I was like, oh, early punk, I'll give that a try. And I was like, how did I never know about this band?
That's right. Oh, there's so many I don't know, because I find in my writing process, when I'm really trying to write, I try and stop myself from listening to music. So if I try and concentrate on anything and music's playing, I can't concentrate. It's just something that's in me and, I can't concentrate at all. So I feel if I listen to a lot of artists' music, I get worried once if I take on too much of their style. So I do pull back and not listen to a lot sometimes. And when I do get out there, I'm like, wow, who is that? Like, I love that, you know. And who is one I was listening to the other day? Nova Rex. You heard of them?
I don't think so, no.
They're a band over there, and they're like, they have a real AC/DC feel, and they're pretty quite funny. I'll send you a link to a funny song that I found the other day that you'll love. Yeah, Nova Rex. They're quite good.
Yeah. So what, when you are listening to music then, you know, like, if I was to look at the playlist you have right now, what, you know, what bands would I find you listening to right now? Just like the top couple.
I'm a complete oldie in my music. You will just see Led Zeppelin. You'll see Jimi Hendrix. You'll see Black Sabbath, Deep Purple. You'll see, I'm a dag with all that stuff. I do listen to a bit of Green Day, old school Green Day from the 90s.
Yeah.
I didn't really grow with Green Day as they went along. Sepultura, L7. It's kind of like a wide alternative metal rock kind of vibe.
A bit
manic, but
no, I get it. My playlist
and Pantera.
you have to have Pantera going. Yes.
Yeah, hell yeah.
My playlist is so crazy. I have, you know, super heavy, then I just have rock, and I have old country in there. I love, like, old, like, Waylon Jennings, Johnny Cash, that type of country.
Johnny Cash rocks. It was his version.
Yeah, I am. My favorite channel on SiriusXM is Red, White, and Booze. It's a great channel.
I'm going to look at that.
But then I have, you know, I also like electronic music. My favorite electronic music, if you like electronic at all, Infected Mushroom from Israel. They are
I'll have to have a look at that.
Amazing. I saw them live last year. They're super cool because they actually have a live band. So when they tour, they have a drummer and a guitarist and
I tried to start something like that years ago because I was involved for singing in session singing. Then I managed to get myself into a dance record label.
Okay.
And just to help write music out here. So I did some session work and that got a bit of cash on the side. And I had this idea, man, we need live music behind this stuff. Like, people can create this stuff, you know, live. How great is that? It's like Blue Man Group. I've seen a few of theirs. They're amazing. How great is that?
Right.
To watch live. Yeah.
That's so cool. So cool.
Yeah. Love it.
So,
it's an art, dude.
Yeah.
It's an art.
So, most important question of the interview. And I say that very sarcastically.
Should I run away now?
when you've played live shows in the past, so let me, I guess I have to go back for a second. Have, with your current band, you've played live shows together, right?
We are all, no, we're all waiting to get together and play
okay,
live.
So what we do
is we live on the net at
right?
the moment.
Okay. So
together.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So my question's kind of hard to ask. The question that I like to ask is, who spends the most time in front of the mirror before they go on stage?
That will be our manager, Coco.
This is your manager?
That's the band manager, Coco. Coco Rolling Worldwide. Get on, check him out. Everyone knows he's quite a big personality. You've got to check him out.
I will. You know, I actually...
But, and then Scarecrow, actually. Scarecrow takes a while to do his makeup.
Okay, yeah,
so
that makes sense.
He would too. Yeah. I just get black and go, I'm done.
So, who's been like your favorite band that you've played with?
Oh, that I've played with?
Yeah.
It would have to be my band. That's my band with my dad. That was Wookie Hollow.
Okay.
They were my favorite because it was originals, but it was Led Zeppelin as well, and mm-hmm. it was very rock. And that was, yeah, lots of work, very hard work in that one. It sort of made me have a break after it because we worked too hard and, you know, you sort of burn out a little bit.
Yeah.
And that was just touring up the coast, east coast of Australia and back down, but constantly. So, and it takes a lot out of your voice when you're singing 4 hours a night, Led Zeppelin, AC/DC and rock original songs, you know, for 4 hours. It takes a lot out of you.
So what do you do to prep and prepare when you're going to go out on a tour to kind of, you know, for your own mental well-being, your vocal well-being, your body, you know, your bodily well-being? How do you prepare?
I drink lots of coffee, a couple of Canadian clubs, you know, 420 maybe.
Cheers to that. There's a little whiskey right here.
Cheers, all the coffee's here. Yeah, cheers. But
cheers,
I don't know. I think you just
try
by being positive. Yeah, you try and cut out the negative, and if something's negative, don't get caught up in it and move along. And I think that's a seriously big trick. And to train yourself, you get on Facebook and you just scroll past it and you don't react to anything. And that's how you train yourself not to, you know, you've got to be positive, man. And you've got to stand on the fence and look at both sides. You can't just judge instantly anything or any situation. So,
do you have a routine?
Yeah, you're right.
I was going to say, ask, do you have a routine that you do, you know, for your voice, though, just to keep it?
Yeah, I sort of do hum a little bit and just make some funny little noises, but I'm not really a one of them ones that you see like at the back of a theatre doing their things. I'll just sing a little bit of Freddie Mercury or something like that just to warm up.
Right.
I have a thing where I like to have a good conversation for a couple of minutes just to get everything going and that's pretty much it. Yeah. A couple of drinks, works a treat.
Yeah. So let's talk about live shows. Do you have like a cool, crazy story you can tell us about something wild that happened while on a tour or during a show?
Oh my God, there was this one night right at band camp. No, there was this one night right back at the beginning. So we're going back to the beginning of the Wookie Hollow days, the band was called, and I the bar come up to us and they said, right, the bar's open for you all night, right? See, I don't drink now really much at all. But then I was like early 20-year-old, so right. it was all on. I ended up on my back with my legs in the air in fishnet stockings and a tartan miniskirt over the back of the front of house with stilettos. And I remember them because we must have drunk the butt almost dry. It was terrible what we did. And that was just a really, really good night. Other than that, the worst one that ever happened to me is I was at one show and I needed a drink. And I voiced it. I said over the mic, can someone get me a drink, please, right? And all of a sudden, the stage, people were bringing up, it was in a club, scotches and cokes, all lined up along the stage because that's what I drank. And I thought it was great. And this was at the beginning too, and I was a bit naive. I ended up getting someone chucked a drug in there.
Oh, boy.
Seriously. They had to carry me home. Oh, and I'd almost, I learned my lesson. Don't take drinks from strangers.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Luckily, you had good people around you to keep you safe. So,
yeah.
Yeah. It's rock and roll. You know, you've got to be really, really careful. And we've had some great nights. We played a few gigs for the Rebels Vikings down here in Australia. And we were really lucky to be in to play for them in their private shows. And they were great, fun nights. Probably the funnest gigs, but I can't talk about what goes on there.
Right on.
That's down under, man.
What happens? Right on.
Exactly. Dirty deeds done dirt cheap.
Uh huh. Yes. Awesome. That's awesome.
Yeah, it's rock and roll. It's all fun.
So, let's shameless plug again. Where people can go to find out more about the band and you, social networking. Yeah. Where should they go?
Definitely get onto www.houseofhells.com. If you go on there, you'll find links to our social media and to our songs and Spotify and iTunes and more information about the band. So that's houseofhells.com. You've also got Facebook, which is www.facebook.com/hellslive/, and you can find us there and follow us. Make sure you hit a like on the page because so many people like our stuff and they're not following the page. We want you to know what's going on in the competitions. I've got CDs I'm giving away this weekend. I'd really, really like. You've got to like the page to be in the running. Don't miss out.
There you go. You heard it from her. You have to like the page. If you don't like the page.
Yeah, like the damn page.
Right. okay. Is there anything else we didn't talk about that you want to make sure the listeners know? Is there anything that you want to make sure that we cover?
As always, there's only one thing I want everybody to know is that I completely adore everybody out there and every bit of help that everybody gives me and even support in pushing me along, because every like on the page and every post gives me on Facebook gives me a little bit of more to keep going. And I want to thank everybody so much, because bands are nothing without you guys that are listening. We're the music makers. You're the music takers. So we need you to support us. And thank you so much.
Yeah, absolutely. And thank you so much for taking time.
No worries. Thanks, Rem.
This morning for you, this evening for us. Thanks for taking time to call in. Much appreciated. It's been great talking to you. You know, I'll be on the lookout for new stuff to come, you know, as tracks release. If you want to send them to me, I'll get them.
Yeah.
The other thing I'm going to do with your music is I'm going to add it to the server that plays 24/7.
You rock.
So you'll be getting constant rotation at Rock Addict Radio. So.
Yeah, go Rock Addict Radio. There you go.
Yeah. Okay, well, thank you.
And I'll be making sure you get that new single that's coming out probably next month. As a hint, nobody else knows. I'll just say that here now on your show.
Yes, please.
I'll make sure I get that straight to you, that monster.
I look forward to it. Yes, absolutely. Okay, well, take care.
Thanks
be
for
safe.
Your time, man.
Appreciate it.
Yep, you too.
Night. Bye.
See you guys. Bye. See ya. Bye.
Yay!